family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Hi there. It's hour number two of the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your host, Bob Tuscan. Thanks so much for joining us. We're taking your calls tonight at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So far we've discussed a cornucopia of different topics. But most recently you might recall our very own Steve Starrs getting into it with callers about religion. If you would like to continue that thread, you may, by dialing the aforementioned number. However, if you would like to go in any direction other than that, you're more than welcome to as well.
This is the Nice Show. Thank you for joining us.
Is that Steve Starrs?
It is. Be nice.
Steve, shucks. How the heck are you, man?
Oh, I'm okay, man. And, you know,
You're going to hell.
Not me.
Yeah, you.
Not me, dude. I got my ticket. I'm out of here, dude. You know, I got the plan. I'm gone.
Let's see what Curtis in Florida thinks. Curtis, is Steve going to hell?
I don't believe in hell, so therefore I don't think Steve could go to hell. I don't know what the workings of God are. I would guess reincarnation, and that's my best guess, but I have no proof of that. I wanted to comment about Paul. Paul was an awesome caller. I agree with every point. And you're not interceding, Bob, on Paul's half, was a kind, diplomatic gesture towards Steve, your friend. And I understand you want to be kind to your friend, but Paul knocked it out of the park. And Steve trying to say that ice was water, what a pitiful, sad equivocation.
Ice is water, Curtis. It's not even a chemical difference.
Oh, nice, nice. So I suppose
H2O in a different temperature.
I guess the Eskimos are the gods because they all walk on water every day, Steve. Oh, no, you're taking it out of context, and you know it, and Paul know it, and I know it, and
there's
Bob
no different
knows
context
it. So Bob's
there.
Nice to you. Bob's it's nice to you. And
what I'm saying is, Curtis, you don't comprehend what
really?
I'm even mentioning
really?
Here when I talk about the laws of physics. The laws of physics are alterable by the person who created them. You don't even have to change composition to turn water into ice. I mentioned helium. All you have to do is add a few electrons and protons, and you create hydrogen, helium, even gold, silver, lead, copper.
Steve, I will give you that the creator and has far more power than you or I do, but that does not give you the right to willy-nilly say who
gives
and
gives me every
the
right to
say
what I want to say, Curtis.
Moment.
I have a right to say what I want to say.
Oh, you can say it, but that doesn't make it true.
Okay, you can disagree.
And I have, and I agree with Paul that more likely than not.
I thought you said you believed in a creator, that Paul doesn't believe in a creator.
Oh, I definitely believe in a creator, and I don't know if Paul did or not.
Okay, I don't think you know what Paul believes, but you side with Paul on some points. Let's give
some
you that.
Stuff. but I definitely believe in a creator. And I believe that I only have a notion, not any real strong belief, on an afterlife. And I believe it's reincarnation, so we all will get our comeuppance. And you can't blame it all on Jesus and have him burn and be crucified for you so you can be an asshole, so you can be a nasty, mean murderer, and then on the last day of your
when
life,
am I a nasty, mean murderer? Huh. That's interesting.
No,
now I've gone from being
you,
a Christian to a nasty, mean murderer.
I didn't mean you in particular.
All the other Christians, I know,
No, I don't mean any Christian in particular. I just mean that a person cannot be a murderer and nasty and mean, and then on the last day of his life, ask for forgiveness, and praying he goes to heaven. I cannot believe in such a system.
That's preposterous. I mean, there's very likely that that kind of life isn't going to make it at the end, because you're not going to have the faith at the end. You may be
that's what devout Christians, and I worked with somebody like this, and, you know, Steve, that was a major criticism that I've brought up for years now, the idea that somehow if a murderous, rapist scumbag, okay, on his deathbed says that he accepts Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and he repents all his sins, and he'll go to heaven. The old lady who was a saint and never stole a nickel and treated everyone kindly and loved everyone and so on and so forth, but never believed in Jesus and never conceded that she did on her deathbed, is going to burn in hell. I mean, this concept's wonky.
That doesn't see what you're saying, though, is you're trying to attribute what you assume would happen with each of these individuals, which you don't necessarily know. The big problem you run into...
What? Wait, say that again?
You don't necessarily know that. That's really not our judgment.
What do you mean we don't know that?
We don't know where they end up after it's all over, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the point.
You don't know where she goes,
and
you don't really know where he goes.
And the fact that Christians say they do know is
ridiculous. That's a theoretical question, though, Bob. That's a theoretical question. Now, what you're probably referring to, and I'll give you a good example of the first case, would probably be Ted Bundy, who was a lot of what you talked about there, right? I mean, I think he was. I mean, and he admitted it, too. But the difference between somebody like, say, Ted Bundy, who, you know, you might say found his salvation at the end of a very, very ugly, ugly life, and some of the other people who plan to get in right at the last minute and find and think they can, there might be a lot of difference there, because sometimes those people really haven't made the decision under anything but duress. And I'm not sure that passes. Because remember, what you're talking about here, in the final analysis, faith is something that is a given gift by grace. It doesn't come by your managing to try to trick the system.
Regardless of the murderer who decides to accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior under pressure, and that not being legitimate, is it still sound in any way, shape, or form to say, or justified, or... does it make any sense intuitively somebody who is a good person and always lived as a good person because
there's
no
such thing as a good person, Bob. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a good person. There's no one.
I'm still on the air.
There's no one. Yeah, you're on the air,
Curtis. You're on the air.
Okay. Yes, there are good people, and that's where
you go too far,
Steve. You're just barely shedding your neocon clothes. You're awakening slowly, and you're still holding on to Christianity.
Sorry,
neocon, Steve.
Yeah, no, I'm a neocon, which is worse than a murderer.
And you're shedding your neocon clothes, and I'm glad you're coming out of that darkness. But you're still clinging to
Curtis,
a system.
Steve is not a neocon. He might be a believer in this regard, but he's definitely not a neocon.
Okay, well, that's good. Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
But you just said though, Curtis, you've never seen any proof of this. Have you looked? Have you spent time? I mean, there's stuff out there for you if you want to find it.
Well,
you know,
I've lived on this planet for a long time. I've prayed and never heard any answers. Now you're going to say, well,
maybe you are right now. Maybe
I just didn't interpret my answer.
You know? What's that?
Maybe you'll say, I heard answers, I just didn't see them as answers at the time.
Hold on.
So
I got to ask Steve a question, Curtis. Hold on.
I'm open for questions.
Steve, do you go to church?
As a matter of fact, I do, and I'm actually having a little struggle with my church right now simply because they are locked into, I mean, I'm not hearing enough about what I want to hear there.
Have you always gone to church, Steve?
Off and on, actually, not always. You know, I had a pretty rambunctious life when I was younger, and didn't until I was. But when you mention that today, right now I'm even having struggles because, you know, I actually enjoy doing this radio show more than going to church. And the reason why is because I like to talk to people about things like 9/11, like chemtrails.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why I like this audience, okay?
It's funny how the church, it's funny, Steve, how the church can accept some dogma and they refuse to acknowledge the truth.
And that's why I like people that, who do, like Curtis, who are aware of some of these things that happen. And that's why I like this audience, because
I think a lot of times people who don't blindly accept the dogma of stories like 9/11 don't necessarily accept the dogma of religion. Isn't that a funny parallel there?
It is, but it's also very true that the people who know about 9/11 oftentimes you'll find are Christians as well.
All right. We'll take a break and come back with more callers. I have a feeling everybody loves Steve the Sinner. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
He catches that baseball,
and it's... I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
And welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll take some more phone calls and talk to Jim in New York. Hi, Jim.
to say I got to take Steve's side on this. I think what it is that, oh yeah, absolutely. Because what it is that I think when we're sitting in the Western culture, we think of this monotheistic mindset. You know what I mean? It was this one God. You know, whether it be Muslim, Christian, and or Judaism. And what it is, what's really sexy about, you know, the quote unquote pseudo intellectuals is, you know, the multiple deities, just Hinduism and this is more attractive. But again, in a monotheistic mindset, you can be condemned very rapidly. You know, you can be very, you know, shot down real quick. And it's so sad because, you know, with all these these stories in the, you know, biblical context are based on, you know, allegories that stem back, and you can always trace them back to, you know, historically back to the Greeks, you know, and this is what, you know, really bothers me about the conversation tonight was like, everybody's like getting down on Steve about being, you know, a believer. What's wrong with being a believer? You know what I mean? There's nothing absolutely wrong with being a believer. And I'll leave it at that. Maybe you guys can chime in on that. But
thanks, Jim. See, there's one on my side. You know, we have, it's interesting to say, and Bob and I were talking about this during the break, we don't know what percentage of our audience believes in either the Bible and the New Testament and Christ or other points of view. It'd be interesting to find out because I like the discourse. I like to talk. We don't have to agree on this. I mean, there are other things I think that we should be agreeing on more or less along the lines of what's happening to our republic and our human rights and everything like that, because that's really the center of the show, I think, don't you? But on the other hand, it'd be interesting to find out, Jim, how many people who weighs in on different ideological or theological points of view, depending upon their, you know, their position.
Yeah, I think what it is it's just a monotheistic mindset. Like I said, I've been to Alexandria, I've been to Cairo, I've met Coptic Christians, I've met ultra Orthodox Greek, you know, religions, and you know, these are really heavy-duty Christians, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, do I think that they are a little I hate to use that word extreme, but, you know, are they out there, on certain ideology? Yeah, but, you know, this is what I always get into, is like the sexier religions are like Hinduism, you know, where you have multiple deities and everybody's like, oh, wow, okay, cool, man. That's like really, you know, it's like you're sitting there scratching your head and you're saying, dear God, man, you know, you know what's going on? But I don't know. I just felt very bad because you were being just like bombarded with.
Hey, no, I don't. I like it. To be honest with you, I like the challenges.
He can handle himself now.
Yeah, I can handle it. I love that, as a matter of fact.
I didn't think we were giving him a hard enough time there.
I
hope the next caller, Jim. Next caller gives them a much harder time.
Okay? I was winning with one arm tied behind my back. So.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, you were trying to walk on water, but you were really.
I walk on ice all the time.
They're allegories. Yes. They're allegories. They're stories. These are ancient tradition stories that have been told.
I could see that.
You know what I mean? Mesopotamia, for Christ's sakes. You know, you open up your history book. Mesopotamia is the first place you start. Egypt's the second place you start. You know what I mean? You got to, all these allegories always, you know, ride into one another, you know, and in Christianity, Judaism, they all ride into one another. You know what I mean?
All right, Jim.
And,
well, thank you, man.
Especially, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Oh, no, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, but they all ride into it. And what the fundamental theme here is to be good to your fellow man. Be good to your fellow man. That's really what the essence of it all is.
That way, I'm all for it, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why the hell would you go and attack somebody because they have a basis on a monolithic or a monotheistic mindset rather than a more complex philosophical, set of beliefs? You know what I mean? It's all, in the end, we're all trying to be good to one another. And there's more good that comes out of Christianity or Judaism or Muslims I have a lot of dear friends that are Muslims, and it's beautiful. They accept Jesus as a prophet. You know, it's like,
they don't accept him as the Son of God. There's a difference there, yeah.
Well, but they accept him as a prophet.
That's not the same as the Son of God or the Word in flesh. There's a difference, a major difference. We should talk about that sometime. You know, define the major difference between Islam and Christianity. And it is a major difference.
There's a major difference, but there's a fundamental underlying current there, especially with the Old Testament.
Yeah, but you got to remember that Islam came along many centuries after the Old Testament, and actually many centuries.
Testament is nasty. It's a bunch of murders and.
Oh yeah, it's human. It's human nature. And so is the New. Actually,
sacrifice.
If you look at it. Yeah. Oh yeah, a lot of stuff.
No, but it's not human nature. God, as represented in the Old Testament, is one nasty SOB, man.
Oh, no. Actually, he's doing the best he can for most people, but most people are not doing the best they can for themselves. That's really the issue.
I don't know.
The larger point is to be good to your fellow, the golden rule. Do unto others as you do unto yourself. You know what I mean?
That's a great bottom line for me, Jim.
Yeah, it's essential. It's fundamental to the human spirit. It's essential to people being harmonious with one another, you know. And music does that too, you know what I mean? I watched Iris the Mint concert last night, and I was hanging out with a bunch of hippies and, you know, having a good time, having a little weed, you know what I mean? It's just like, there's very simple elements here. Elements of the human spirit. And to just write off one religion or another religion for another, it's foolish.
Right on, man. Jim, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Jerry now in Chicago. Jerry,
where you at, man? Good evening, guys. Good evening, and a tricky subject, but your last caller, all I got to add is if you did one act of kindness a day, you'd change the world. But
That's a good point.
Steve, going back to, you know, you mentioned something before the last commercial break about Ted Bundy.
Yeah, Ted Bundy.
Yeah. Okay, well, Ted Bundy, I don't know if you recall, but I believe he's the second family bloodline name of the Illuminati, the original 13 names.
Yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, he was deeply steeped in a lot of that stuff for many years, and I think even some of that came out toward the end of his life as well.
Well, you know, the funny thing is he defended himself in court, and he found nothing wrong with what he did, because that is, if you ever listen to Lauren from Ohio that calls in, she always says this one little four-line thing about God made man made a club, the club made rules, regulations, statutes, and codes to keep the butlers and maids from ever joining the club. Well, he was in the club.
Yeah.
So we were animals in his eyes, and he could do whatever he wanted to, well, not to you or me, but to those poor women that died under his hands. And this is a rush for these people. This is how they get off. This is how they actually get more power, from what I understand.
Yeah, Bundy is an interesting case. He got away, too, for a while. Be back after this.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Hey, we were talking about a lot of interesting topics. And, of course, you know, a lot of people don't agree with me. That's okay. You know, you can. And but we are, you know, listening to some different point of views. And I think Jerry is still with us in Chicago. Jerry, you still there, buddy?
Yes, I am. We're talking about the Ted Bundy and him not being remorseful and everything else like that. And, you know, he had to go meet his maker. Yeah, and he got judged. And, you know, these people all signed a pact at an early age with the devil, let's put it that way. And, the Clintons did, and, you know, the Bushes did, and it goes on and on and on. And it seems like the same names in politics all the time. You know the Rockefellers did. And I think Rockefellers are, if you kind of believe in transhumanism, we've evolved to a certain point. I mean, look at all the technology that has just come out in the past 30 years. Unbelievable amount of technology. And I think this is just biding their time. I think these guys all signed a pact with the devil back, I want to say 1868 with that 14th Amendment. I want to say that kicked it off.
That's a good place to start. Yeah, that's one of them anyway. It's gone a long ways all along the path down here, hasn't it? And you know, this transhumanism idea, the concept of life extension in one form or another is going to be very, very big, Jerry. You're right about that. This is what's coming, and a lot of people haven't seen it yet. And I could go into some detail about that, but I don't go into too much of that. I'm working on some things, some research. The reason why is because I want to present it well enough that when people have a chance to hear what I'm saying, they can look at the references, the information, and also see why I came to the conclusions I did. But you're right about the whole idea of transhumanism and the concept of living forever, which is where these people are headed. And that, as you said before, is a big part of this. I mean, you go back to the old ancient pharaohs and people like that who believed in an eternal life, and they packed themselves up everything that they thought they might need. This is a very old concept among the elites and nobility. And, you know, some of them had a religious faith of one sort or another, but other people did not. It's we see a lot of it in our folklore. I mean, look at Dracula. Look at even Frankenstein, the mummy. All of these elitists, so to speak, who somehow tricked death and managed to find a way to come back and, you know, in some future point. So what do you think of that? Is that kind of where you're going?
Yeah, that is exactly where I'm going, where they're almost going to get become mechanical with a living human brain, let's put it that way. And this way here, they don't have to pay the Pied Piper. Because, you know, they're for what they chose on to become and what they chose to do to their other earthlings and the planet itself. I mean, look at they got us they got us over a barrel here. I mean, stop and think about this. Just in the United States alone, we have 104 nuclear power plants, and there isn't a day that goes by that you can't open up alternative media, at least, and hear a story on one or another that had a shutdown or it leaked something into the air or the water or something like that. You know, these nuclear power plants were never designed, number one, to have all of that spent plutonium and uranium sitting in cooling ponds for 40 years. Well, they built, remember when they used to tax us on the electric bill? They did this for 20 years. Might not have been much, 60, 80 cents, something like that a month. But that was to build Yucca Mountain. And Harry Reid put a stop to that after, oh my gosh, millions and billions of dollars went out. The only thing I haven't found proof of is that other countries are storing their spent fuel here.
Yes. Yeah, very good. Could well be. Or in the bottom of the ocean or someplace else. Pretty good, man. Hey, I got some other calls, buddy. Good to hear from you, Jerry.
Good to hear from you guys. God bless you.
All right, you too, man. Now let's go to my friend Wes in Idaho. Wes, are you there?
Yeah, Steve, sure am.
Hey, Wes.
I'm in Steve's corner on this one for sure. I did want to ask, though, does Steve think the Jews are Israel of the Bible?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Because we do know that by genetics, and this is not something that's a conspiracy theory, everybody knows that a good portion of the Jews are the Khazars or the Ashkenazi people from Eastern Europe, and they're not Semites. Everybody knows that. That's not a conspiracy theory, friends. You can, if you have Jewish friends, they can tell you that. There are doctors who study Ashkenazi diseases, specifically because of the genetics there. And this is a Eastern European group of people. Now, there may be some Sephardic people, Yemenis, possibly Jordanians. I would suspect that since Solomon had so many wives, virtually all of us are related to King David. I mean, let's face it, the guy had over 1,000 wives. And King David had 2 or 3 families himself. So it's very likely that we're all directly related somehow to David, the King David of the Bible, and Solomon. But I'll get back to your point, Wes. No, I don't believe everybody who claims to be a Jew is a Jew by genetics or by faith or by religion or by affirmation or creed.
So does it come into question? Do you ever ponder who is Israel of the Bible, or you spiritualize it, or
Well, you know, the covenant of Abraham by faith is open to all nations now. That dispensation, I hate to use that word dispensation because I'm not a dispensationalist, but that era of the Judeans or the children of Israel being the caretakers of the oracles of God came to an end. John the Baptist was telling people that was coming before Christ appeared on the scene. He said, the axe is going to be laid to the root. The end of this thing is coming. Don't say to yourselves that we have Abraham as our father, for God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. He's saying this is coming to an end. The end of this dispensation of the children of Israel having the oracles of God was coming to an end. And from this point out, it was going to be fulfilled what was told Abraham before all this started, that in Abraham and the covenant of faith, all nations of the earth shall be blessed. And we find them popping up in every color, in every region, blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians. But anyway, that's my point of view. What's yours, Wes?
Well, I'm Christian identity. I think the white race, the first world nations, the United Nations cites that just about every first world nation is majority white race. I mean, we have offered something to the rest of the world that is a way to make civilizations. I do believe we're a blessing on all the other peoples of the earth, but I understand that not everybody's going to like that. I did want to point out, we're talking about murder and his last hours calling on Jesus, and is he saved or not? I want to point out John 3:16, the original King James says, should not perish. You know, so there is some question. I think a good Christian should always be in a little bit of question, trying to please God, not accept. Have you accepted Jesus? I think it's better to say, has Jesus accepted you? You know, I don't want to be too presumptive. I don't know for absolute positive fact I'm going to heaven, but, Then NIV, the New International, says shall not perish, and so does the New American Standard. I'll leave with this last scripture, that is 2 Chronicles 19:2, where it says that the wrath of God will be given to the people that help the ones that help the ones that hate the Lord Jesus. We've already talked about the fact that the Muslims don't hate the Lord Jesus. There is a people on earth that hates the Lord Jesus and hates Christians too, and I think our assisting, our aiding and abetting is going to bring the wrath of God.
Hey, well, there's a lot there. There's a lot there. Okay, hey, hang on there. Well, Wes, I got to get to another call, but I appreciate you calling in, brother. Good to hear from you, and thanks so much for your support and everything like that. I hope you're doing better. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Bob Tuscan Show will continue. We're going to get to Lynn in Washington, and we'll see where it goes from there, okay? So, staying with us.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
I'm going to get to Lynn in just a minute here. We're just having all kinds of various discussions tonight. Everything from Ted Bundy to Jesus Christ. And, we've had a number of different points of view. And not everybody agrees with me. That's okay. Glad to have all of you along. And, you know, I might give people like Paul a hard time or something like that, you know. But that's what makes the fun of talk radio, isn't it? I mean, isn't what we're supposed to have here a free marketplace of ideas? And sometimes it gets a little hot. And I like that sometimes. You know, most of the time, I like it to be nice radio. No, actually, there's so much bad stuff going on, friends, that it's hard to find any good in the world today. And I do have one thing that does keep me from losing my mind, and that is I know that this is all going to come to an end. That keeps me very sane. And I'm very happy to be here tonight. Let's go to Lynn in Washington and see what Lynn has to say. Lynn, are you there?
Yes, and I love that comment. Soon it will be over.
Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple points I'd like to make. It's a very interesting conversation. Some people tend to forget something very important, I think.
Yeah.
12 tribes. There were 12 tribes of Israel, not just one. And these people that believe that they're the chosen ones, I think they're all over and they come in all different races and species and whatever.
Yeah, they do.
We forget about that. And something that I find really interesting as well is there are books that should have been in the Bible that weren't. We've got books that weren't included in the canons, and I'm specifically speaking of Enoch.
Yeah, I've read Enoch. It's very good. I'm not sure. I think there might have been an addition to the Book of Enoch that really took it off course or something like that. The original part of the book seems to be very good, and Jude quotes from Enoch. I'm not sure that all these books should be in the Bible, but they are interesting commentary, especially Enoch in the Book of Jubilees. And you've got others, I'm sure.
And the Book of Jasher. But
yeah, Jasher. Uh-huh.
The Enoch, parts of that were found along with the Dead Sea Scrolls, and
yes.
The way I'm understanding Enoch is he was the great-grandfather of Noah.
Right.
Uh-huh. And when they came, they were, the Nephilim is a big part of the Book of Enoch, and one of the reasons why there was so much killing, apparently, in that Old Testament is because they were given a mandate to kill the offspring of these giants that we have found skeletons for all over the world, including the United States.
I believe that. As a matter of fact, I strongly believe that. You know, I think it's one of those things that they have kept hidden and tried to keep hidden, is that there are a number of different hominoids, if you like, and there are many of them that are giants. So yes, there's been a lot of different kinds of beings that are similar to those of us who are around today that have been on the earth before.
When people talk and get into religious arguments, I just shake my head because I think, you know what, God did not create a religion.
Yeah, that's really true. You know, he didn't create a religion, he created a relationship, and that's
right.
Where it's kind of hard to. But I was going to say it's kind of hard to picture Adam and Eve with stained glass windows and candles and robes and stuff. You know, I mean,
yeah, and saying that Christianity is the best. I mean, Christianity didn't exist back then.
Right, it wasn't Christianity. Of course, you know, they from the New Testament, you have in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. There are manifestations of the Messiah in the Old Testament, but Christianity as a whole didn't exist, and that's for sure.
Or the Muslims or the Jews, you know, it's just kind of like one of the things that we were told was do unto others.
Mm-hmm.
And we were given commandments of ways to live our life that would offer peace and all that. But, I find it interesting that so many people who think that they are the chosen ones are forgetting about the 12 tribes that were scattered all over the earth, and which means that we could be them.
Yeah, we probably are, as a matter of fact, because
yeah.
And, you know, if you add your parents up, if you're from Europe, Asia, Africa, the Middle East, probably as far east as China, you know, it's very likely you're directly related to Solomon and David. Now, if you just add up, you have two parents, four grandparents, eight great-grandparents, 16 great-greats, and it keeps going. And if you go back about, I think it's 20 generations, you have over, like, theoretically, a million different ancestors. Now, that tree goes up like a triangle upwards until a point to where it starts to narrow down to somebody like Solomon. But you're going to find you have some of the same parents over and over and over, some of the same great-grandparents, particularly if you're from a various area, like, let's say you're from, like me, from Scotland or Ireland or someplace like that, and you're going to find out that, you know, you're going to have some of the same great-grandparents over and over and over, but we have so many descendants, and if you consider that Solomon had, what, 1,000 wives?
that was one busy man.
Yeah, it's also very possible you may be directly related to the virgin who wasn't a virgin after the birth of Christ, Mary, the woman Mary, the mother of Jesus. He had four brothers and sisters, which means there were at least two. So, I mean, you've got six children there. If you multiply that out, let's say they had 2 to 3 to 4 children per generation, it's very likely she could be your great, 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 way back there grandmother. I mean, a lot of people, of course, the Catholics would argue, no, she was perpetually a virgin.
Yeah.
You know, no, she had a family. And he had brothers. Judah was one of them, and James. And there were others, of course, they were all mentioned by Scripture. His brethren, his brothers, half-brothers, if you like, because if you read the story, he wasn't conceived of Joseph. He wasn't the son of Joseph. He was conceived of a virgin, and that, just into that some other time. But, you know, the point is simply this, that, you know, she had a family. We could all be related to her as well.
Well, you know, both my parents were Finn, and I am a O negative. Rh negative, and I've looked into that a little bit, and it simply means that I don't have the rhesus monkey gene in my body. And I wonder just how much transhumanism was going on way back when.
Could be. No rhesus pieces in you, huh?
No, and they're very rare. I think there's only like 15% of the entire population that's got that, and most of them are from the areas that you and I are from.
Wow. And now, is the O negative the one that is so acceptable to everybody, or is it O positive? I can't remember.
The O negative, it's a universal blood donor.
Oh, yeah, that's like the one that Indiana Jones had, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Because it's like he's going, here I go again, you know what I mean? Because he's always having to give blood to somebody, you know, to save somebody's life. That was kind of the later Indiana Jones. But I'm digressing terribly. But, yeah, O negative, it is pretty rare, isn't it? And you're one of those people who has maybe that there is some pure bloodline there that is acceptable to all human beings. And if any of us get into trouble, Lynn, we're going to be calling on you like Indiana Jones.
Blood banks love me.
I bet they do. Well, you see, it's an amazing thing. But, you know, I get back to the idea that, you know, the concept itself of genealogies was something that really came to an end. John the Baptist was saying, this is the end of it. This is the end of the genealogy stuff. He said, from this point on, he said, don't boast. He was telling the Jews in his time, don't boast that you have Abraham as your father. For God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. He says, the axe is going to be laid to the root here. This thing is over. I mean, Jesus said he was the greatest prophet of all time. He did no miracle. But he was telling the Jews of his day, this is the end of this thing. This is coming to an end. This is going out all through the world. You guys are no longer the special race. You better be paying attention or you're going to be left behind, you know, which is kind of what happened. And that's exactly what happened. And, of course, this was affirmed later on, you know, as they begin to find out. So it's not even a genetic issue anymore. This is about a covenant of faith that existed before the law, you know, back when in the time of Abraham.
In the end, Steve, it's a miracle that Jesus' legacy has survived through all of these years as somebody who was a man of God, and that's something we can't say about a lot of these religious leaders.
Yeah, there's a lot there. There really is. And I can go into great detail. I'd love to get into the discussion. You know, Paul, when we talked with him a little earlier, I don't know if he's still listening or not, but he's actually closer to some things than he may realize, you know, when he talks about the law of physics. Because, you know, he said, well, you can't alter the law of physics. I said, well, yeah, you can, because physics is one of those things that's pliable. It's mere plastic in the hands of God.
That's right. You can walk on water.
That's right. All you have to do is change the temperature. You know, there was a day they said you couldn't fly either, you know, or go to the moon, or, you know, launch radio broadcasts from outer space like RBN here. All right, friends, it's been
the
good.
Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial.